Okay, so the tefillah in the davening, Yehi Ratzon Milfanecha Hashem Elokei V'Elokei Avisai Shetatzileinu Yom V'Chol Yom Azei Ponim Azei Ponim, that Hashem should save me today and every day from chutzpahdik people and from having chutzpah, right? Azei Ponim from the how do you translate it? Brazen? Was it, I don't know, no? Yeah?
That's the official translation.
That's official translation, okay. So this is a very strange tefillah, because this is the tefillah of Rebbe. Rebbe used to daven this tefillah. So what is Rebbe davening? We're going to see Rashi, okay? Rashi over there. Zu tefillah asher Rebbe kamfush brachas davte zayin amud beis. O mefarish Rashi. Rashi gives a very startling perush. Me'azei panim, okay? Shelo yizgaro bi. That makes sense, that we understand from the brazen people that they shouldn't start up with me. And he should save me from Azaz Panim, that I shouldn't have chutzpah, meaning that they shouldn't speak about me, or that they shouldn't be mitzi laz, right, slander me, that I chas v'shalom am a mamzer, or have some kind of tzad of mamzerus. Ein sham. This is like unbelievable. Rabbeinu HaKadosh Yochu Shem Yotziu Lav Laz Mamzeirus. Rabbeinu HaKadosh, one of the, like, the only Tana that's called HaKadosh, the one who establishes the Mishnayos, you know, because Kaveh the Mishnayos, that he would suspect, he would be nervous that they're going to say about him, somebody's going to be Moitzi Laz of Mamzeirus about him. Velo Od, and not only that, this is the slander he was worried about, no other slander. Like, particularly this thing. Now, we'll start. Let's see how Rabbi Yaakov Moshe answers. I was thinking, Luli de Mistapina, I thought maybe to give my own answer, that, you know, the Gemara says, I think it's Sanhedrin, Gemara Sanhedrin, that, you know, Rebbe said, Kol HaOymer, David Chayte Eina Elatoya. Right? Anybody that says that David HaMelech was Chayte by the story of Bathsheba, we talk about, right? Bathsheba before Uriah was really dead, etc. You know, so it looked like it was a Maisa Veshes Ish, Chas V'Shalom, right? So Rebbe said, no, anyone that says that David HaMelech really did that Avera, the way it looks from the Pashas Lepsukim, Ein Elotoy, he's making a mistake. So I can't remember if it's Rav, maybe I think it's Rav. Says he came and said, Rebbe, the Osimi Beis David, the Kosimi Beis David, Kamahapich Beis Chuse. Rebbe comes from Beis David, Rebbe is a descendant of David HaMelech, so he's trying to find merit. Mahapech, he's like overturning it in order to make his great-grandfather look good. You know, to make David HaMelech look good. So maybe, I don't know, maybe that has to do with this Shema Yotziu Alav Laz Mamzerus, is that he was nervous still about the way it would look, that the way people were speaking about David HaMelech, and that impacts him, that he still has a Tzad Mamzerus in him because he comes from such an illegitimate relationship, an illegitimate marriage. Perhaps, maybe he can answer like that. But let's see what Rabbi Yaakov Moshe says. Nira, sh'advorim mechuvonim al pi madisa b'meseches kala, az ponim, there's a machloikis in meseches kala, which is one of the meseches ketanas, az ponim, who is somebody who is chutzpedik. Rabbi Lezer Oymer Mamzer. Rabbi Lezer says he must be a Mamzer. Rabbi Yeshua Oymer Ben Hanida. He must be the son of Anida. Rabbi Kiva Oymer Mamzer U Ben Hanida. He must be both. Pamachas Hayuzkenim Yoshim Bishar. So once the elders were sitting in the gate, in the gateway, the entrance, Va'avru Lefneim Shnei Tinaikas. And two children passed in front of them. Echad kisa es roish, echad gila es roish. One covered his head, and one uncovered his head. This is one of the makaris in Chazal where you see that the person should be wearing a head covering. Men. Zeh shegila es roishoy. So the one that uncovered his head, Reb Leza Omer Mamzer. Reb Leza immediately said, this kid's a Mamzer. Reb Yishua Omer Ben Hanida. This kid is the son of Anida. Reb Kiva Omer Mamzer Ben Hanida. He said, he's both. So they had a machlekas, you know, where this kid comes from. Halachei Talima V'chulei. It says over there that they verified. Nimtza Atinuk Mamzer Ben Hanida. They found out that indeed Reb Kiva was right. The Tinuk was both. Was a Mamzer and a Ben Hanida. Baisa Shah, at that moment, Omer, they said, Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael, blessed is Hashem, the God of Israel, Asher Gila Soida L'Rabbi Akiva ben Yosef, who revealed his secret to Rabbi Akiva ben Yosef, Ayin Sham. They praise Rabbi Akiva, they praise Hashem, basically, that he gave his secret that Rabbi Akiva chat. Yeah, he's both. This kid, such an Azponim, comes from both problems, a Mamzer and a Ben Hanida. What's going on here? So Rabbi Yaakov Moshe explains, Biurim shel dvarim. The explanation of the issue is, She is soida shel busha milaseis dvarim shel ayasu. The yisoid, the basis, the foundation of embarrassment, being embarrassed from doing things that shouldn't be done. Hu lihitbayesh ligrom ivut lechol havayah ha'adira shebo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's to be embarrassed to cause a flaw. Yeah, to cause something that's off, to cause something that's crooked to the entire mighty existence that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. Ki kol havaya muchedet. The whole existence is unified. V'chol hadvarim zkukim zeh lazeh. And every single thing in the creation needs the other. They're all intertwined and in need of each other. So there's a beautiful oneness to the existence, the creation. V'im tinatel achshav sheret achat, or pu'ula achat, yadavar nikar, b'chol ha'yikum b'metziut kula. So that if you're going to take even one little link from that beautiful chain, right, or one action, so then it's going to be noticeable in the entire existence. Right? When you have something so beautiful, right? If there's a little bit of a mark on that painting, whatever, the wall, you painted the wall all white. It's one color, beautiful color, white, right? You have a little mark on it. It's right away noticeable. The eye catches it right away because the eye catches what's out of place. So there's this beautiful network, you know, unifying the whole creation, and there's something out, there's something that sticks out, that protrudes from there. That's the chutzpah, something that's out of order. It's very noticeable, and it's noticeable in the whole Bria. It messes up the picture of the entire Bria. Ulama pu'ulot she'en yotzot miseder havaya. However, the actions, right, that go out, that leave the order of the existence, harkavot asurot vayitzirot asurot, the forbidden craftings and the forbidden creations or formations, peruseim nisharim bebchinas evarim amedul dalim. So their fruits, the fruits of those harkavos, like for example kilayim, you know, the fruits of those, they remain in the aspect of dwindling limbs. Yeah, they're limbs that don't work, that are like falling off. They're bad. V'heim atzmam le'yechushu mishum busha, and then themselves are not going to feel any embarrassment. It's like they lost their, you know, they lost their sense of a feel because they're medudalim. They don't have their. They're not healthy. They're not healthy limbs. Shechasera le'malgasha klalit shekol havaya, because they're lacking the general feeling of the entire havaya, of the entire existence. They're from the, you know, dwindling limbs of the havaya. They don't have the healthy. Something's not running. The flow is not running through them properly, and therefore they don't feel the busha. Therefore, somebody who doesn't have busha, this itself is testimony on that person, she'eino chash mechduta shel havayah, that he's not concerned, he doesn't sense the achdus of the existence, v'evra medudal, and he is a dwindled limb, ve'eino elo mamzer shebo michutzo seidar nochon, and he's must be a mamzer that comes from outside the correct order. A mamzer comes from outside the correct order. There's a married person here, right? And they're chalila connecting with someone who's not their spouse. You know, that's terrible. So this child should never have been born. He's not part of the normal order of the universe. That's an Evra Meduldal. He's coming from a lack. He's the fruit of a lack of busha that doesn't sense that, hey, there's an order to this world. Now, Lamaisa.
Would the Golem also be in this Bechina?
Yeah. The Chayr, that would be even by the Golem.
Yeah. So there's many, many Evra Meduldal.
There's a, yeah.
Creation.
100%. Not only that, Chazal tell us chutzpah yaskel ba'achras hayomim. There's going to be an increase of chutzpah. That doesn't sound so good, you know. Like based on this, you know. Now the ma'isa. Where does this? You should know. And I think I've mentioned this in the past. Many things that Rabbi Yaakov Moshe writes. Much of what he writes, really comes from the Maral. You know, he might give it his own nusach. But this too is also found in the Maral in Derech Chaim on Avos in Perek Hey Mishnah Beis. No, Mishnah Chaf. Sorry. Mishnah. I think it's Chaf. Let me just. Mishnah Chaf. So, the Maral over there, or the Mishnah, I should say, right, says, Yudim Etemo says, you should be a Az Kenemer. You should be like, it's kind of chutzpedik, you know, should be like strong minded, right? Like a leopard. V'kal Kanesh, V'rotz Katzvi, V'gibo Kari. Fine. Then he would say, Hu Ayoyim, then he would say, As ponim legehenim, uboishes ponim legan eden. Somebody who's got chutzpah goes to gehenim, and somebody who's got shame goes to gan eden. That's the quality of a Jew. We know one of the three simonim, right? Baishanim. And as ponim is to gehenim. So the Maral says, Ve'im tishal, why is this? So he says, Halo adavar hazeh yesh lecha lavin. You have to understand. Ki as ponim legehenim. As ponim is to gehenim, if nisha oylem azer roi loy hashivui. This world, it's appropriate for it to have the balance, order. V'kasher adam ba'azuto mityaches le'esh. Now the person with his azus relates to fire b'shvila azus because of the azus. The azus is a certain fire. It's a fire in the person, right? Fire. It flickers. It bursts out. It's unpredictable in that sense. Okay, so that's the mashal to Azus. It's like the same Yesoid Kevayochal is coming from Esh. Vakoch Bishvila Azus Vakoch called Dabar Shu Bal Koicha Gvura, because anything that has Koach and might, Yoimer Lov Shu Esh will say about it that it's Esh, it's fire. That's the Midas Hadin. Midas Hadin, the Midas Gvura, it's Esh. It's Esh. Why did the Torah? Why was the Torah given to Yisrael? Because they're azim in the good sense, right? So the Gemara, the Tanya b'Shmuel, Omer uimalol liten das esh. I don't want to go through the whole thing because it's late. So again, he says over there, Nikra Eshel Gehenom, Bavur Akoch Vatokef Agodo Shabod Vekam Rishom Eshayotzim Nashivu. It's called the fire of Gehenom because of that Koch and that great strength which the Rishom are Dovik to, that they left the Shivu, they left the balance. Okay? the hayosher and the straightness. They left that straightness, the balance. Therefore, they're davuk in this koach. The Rishonim are clinging to this koach, which is the koach of the koach az, which goes out of the shivui, out of the balance. Again, afterwards, he says, Azus goes out of the order. That's actually very mefurish, like the what Rabbi Yaakov Moshe termed it, right? Yoytzi min haseder goes out of the order of min hashivui. Beitzel avodas Hashem yisbarach kol shem moisif ein ze yoytzi min haseder min haroi. So he says that when you're adding by avodas Hashem, so that's not considered leaving from the order and from the appropriate. Because that's the way it's supposed to be. You're supposed to be Zoras in the midst of Hashem, which are Yosher and Tzadik. You're supposed to continuously increase in your Maisim Tayyivim and increase in your Avodas Hashem. So therefore, Yeh should be Az Kenemer. There it's a good thing. In Ruchnius, it's a good thing. Ava B'mila Da'alma, which is the beginning of the Mishnah, but Mila Da'alma, in Stam worldly things, Yotze B'Azus Men HaSeder U'Bal Gehenim. If he's going to go out with Azus from the order, then he's a Bal Gehenim. You know, there are people that think that to like be Chutzpidik in business is like a good thing. They think it's like a quality. It helps them get further. It's a terrible thing. You have to. The Azus all has to be Azus Dekdusha. Only in Avodas Hashem are we allowed to, you know, use that Eish, use that that fire to propel us forward to more and more. But to go out of the order in Mili Da'alma, that the Mishnah says is Az Panim LeGehenim. So he says, "Valzei spal Rabbeinu Hakadosh." Rabbi Yaakov Moshe will continue in the piece. Rabbeinu Hakadosh would daven, "She notzel bechol yoyim be'azei ponim." He davened every day that he should be saved from the azei ponim. Haynu shachem lo yizvi yizgarabo, that others shouldn't start up with him, right? V'chei me'azes ponim shuba atzmo yemufu shemuvdu mekol tzeil shel azus, that he himself should be completely separated from any shadow of azus. Vishirak masva bushi a porsha upon of Talmud, that only the, you know, mask of embarrassment should be, and shyness should be spread over his face always. Ki afilu shel tzel shel azus, because even a shadow of chuspa ma'ir machshava stirs the thought shuhu me'evar ma'madul dolim shel avaya, that perhaps he might be chas v'sholem from the evar ma'madul dolim of the avaya, from those dwindled limbs of the existence, viserushly atzil of las mamzeres, and that's what he meant, that they shouldn't be mitzvah and las mamzeres. Not that they would chas v'sholem speak about his parents, but when you have a trait that smacks a bit of azus, that's already leaving the order, and then, like, you know, it gets that machshava that, well, maybe there is some kind of tzad mamzeres over there, you know, what this person is coming from. Maybe that's where the chutzpah is coming from. And that's what his tefillah was, that, like, working on his midas was a tefillah Hashem should help him, that he should be always filled with busha in an appropriate way. And that no one should ever sense, and he shouldn't have any sense of azus in his midas. It's unbelievable, the carefulness, you know, of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. No wonder he's called HaKadosh, that he's so concerned with this. Okay, we'll have to finish the last paragraph the next time, because it's late. So, as Hashem, we'll come back and finish it off and go weiter. But basically, you know, he's finishing off over here that we have to learn from this for ourselves to be so careful. Okay. Mishir Besuras Tavis. Besuras Tavis. Okay. All right, so if there's any questions, you can... Maybe we'll get back to this next week, because it's late. Okay, so Shavuot Tov, Shaye Tov, Bez Hashem.